A Day in Cannes, London, Triple Stabbing, Home Invasion Knifing, Man Set on Fire. By Jack Montgomery on March 3, 2023. The British capital of London saw 2 days of horrific violence to start the week, with Monday alone seeing a man knifed multiple times during an aggravated burglary, 3 teens hospitalized in a triple stabbing, and a man set on fire. The first major incident in the city, where Labour leftist Sadiq Khan serves as mayor and police and crime commissioner, took place in the early hours of Monday morning, and saw a man stabbed in the back and arms multiple times during a break-in in Highbury Grange, Islington, according to My London. The victim was rushed to a major trauma center, part of a specialized trauma network credited with increasing survival rates in the capital by 50% in the 5 years since they were introduced. The second major incident was, if anything, even more dramatic, and saw 3 boys aged 15, 16, and 17 stabbed in the street outside a Popeye's chicken shop in Romford, and another 3 teenagers arrested. The capstone to this violent day was unusually barbaric even by the standards of London crime, and saw a man in Ealing actually set on fire. Fortunately, he suffered only supposedly minor burns, according to reports. The man who started the fire had left the area before officers arrived and work is ongoing to locate him, the Metropolitan Police commented. Tuesday was not markedly more peaceful, either. A man in his 20s was hospitalized in a stabbing riot outside Dagenham Heathway Station in East London at around 8 o'clock in the morning, and a 25-year-old was left in critical condition after a suspect of Middle Eastern appearance, aged in his mid-20s, with black curly hair and a beard, inflicted blunt force head injuries on him on a bus on Oxford Street around 10:15 at night. The following morning, a man in his 60s was treated by the London Air Ambulance after sustaining what have been described as not life-threatening, but possibly life-changing injuries from a bladed weapon. And this was by no means the last of the week's violent acts in the capital so far. Looking at the overall picture in England and Wales, Britain's other home nations, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, keep their own crime statistics for historical reasons. Knife killings, to say nothing of violence in general, are now at their highest level since records began all the way back in 1946. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.